Okay, Barry, you finally get to take your turn. I had my special treat last night. And fair is fair. I mean, we both just get turned on by different things. And so when you asked me what I wanted, what I really wanted, I had to answer truthfully. I had to. I wanted to get fucked in front of you by a big black cock. And I wanted to find a massive black man on Tinder and get fucked in front of you in your own house. And so, when you said it was okay as long as you got to do the same for your secret fetish tonight, of course, I agreed. Fair is fair. Oh, and my glorious God, it was so fucking hot. God, when Leroy showed up at the door and strode right into the living room while you just sort of sat on the edge of the couch looking up at him. That was a moment, wasn't it? I mean, he's a lot of man. You understand, right? He just owns whatever room he's in. And you know, it's not personal. It's just biology. Leroy has such a massive, long, thick cock. It's like a fucking vacuum cleaner hose. It's so thick. It's like a baby's arm holding an apple. It's. What's that, Barry? Oh, of course. Sorry. I forgot you might feel a little weird about me describing another man's cock like that. Apologies if you're feeling offended. But you were so good about it last night. You're a very, very generous man, Barry. And I know Leroy agrees. I just know it. What's that? He called you a simp? Huh. I don't know what that means. Anyway, did you like it when he fucked me from behind with that glorious cock of his? Just for you to see me at last getting true sexual satisfaction. That must have been so great for you. I know you were so sweet, kneeling down in front of me to hold my hand while he plowed me with that ebony fucking tree trunk of his. I know I was holding on so tight, wasn't I? Could you believe how long he lasted, too? I mean, I was stunned, truly. It's been so long since I've been fucked for more than 90 seconds. I honestly didn't know what to do. But Leroy, oh my, he just kept going and going and going like a big, muscular, black Energizer bunny. And when he came, oh my God, it felt like gallons of sperm, just gallons, so much cum. Honestly, it was like getting fucked by a massive black stallion. In a way, that's exactly what it was. Were you surprised when I asked you to take the wedding ring from my finger and insert it into my cum-filled cunt? I looked over my shoulder, but I couldn't read the expression on your face. And I know it might have been a step too far when I asked you to put your own wedding ring in there too, but for real, those rings belong together. The last time those rings were in the same place was when my little nephew had them on a pillow for us on our wedding day. In a way, it's kind of romantic, don't you think, Barry? Thanks again for fishing them out later and cleaning them off in the sink. Cleaning that sticky, white, thick Negro cum off. You know, in a way, it sort of feels like I never got his cum out of me. God, I was so full. Anyway, tonight is your night, Barry. We get to indulge in your secret fantasy, whatever it is. And no, I'm not going to back out. Fair is fair. Whatever your secret desire is, even if it's something edgy like pegging, I'm okay with. Oh, someone's at the door. Well, let's see who's at the door. Hello. I almost didn't see you there, little girl. What can I do for you? What's that? You say you're here for Barry? Sure, I guess. Come in. Barry, do you know anything about this? What's that? This is your sexual fantasy? Fucking a 9-year-old girl? Are you for real? How is this possible? Oh, I guess your job as a child protection worker gives you access and leverage over desperate people. People who would let you fuck their child if it means they get to keep their child. Oh my gosh. So, this girl, what's her name? Clementine? Like the orange? Okay. And then, she okay with this? Huh. I mean, consent at age 9 seems sort of unlikely. But I did say you could do whatever you wanted, and I'm not the kind of person to go back on her word, but my goodness, this makes you a child fucking pedophile. So, okay, I guess, I mean, where should I sit? On the stool in the corner? Really? Oh, okay, I guess. So you're just gonna do it. Oh my God, she's taken off her clothes already, right here. I don't know what to think. There's a 9-year-old naked girl in front of me, and my husband is going to fuck her in front of me. And now you're gonna take off all your clothes, Mary. Oh my goodness, I've never seen your cock that hard before. Like, it almost looks desirable. It's rock hard. Oh my God. Oh my God, she's sucking it. Barry, the little girl is sucking your cock. She's got her lips all the way around it. I am seeing something I feel like wasn't meant to be, something against natural law. Oh my God, it's against all morals and ethics. Just a pure, total desire of a grown man for a small, vulnerable, precious child. This is complete sin. It's sin, Barry. I just never knew, Barry. I didn't know you were attracted to children and wanted to fuck them. Her mouth feels better than mine? Wow, honey. That's hurtful. I mean, I guess I deserve it. God. And I guess a smaller mouth would feel better. Oh my God, look at the way she's using her hand while she sucks your cock. She's even cupping your balls. This is not the first time she's done this. Oh God, okay. She's standing up again. Okay. Oh my God, she's kissing you hard. Oh my God, I'm so flustered. She's kissing you so passionately, and you're kissing her back so passionately. I don't even know when the last time you kissed me like that, Barry. I mean, have you ever? Oh my God, you just spit in her face. Right in her face. Your spit is dripping off her face, and she's smiling like she likes it. How can she like that? My God, what else are you gonna do to her? My God, Barry, you just hit her. Oh my God, you just hit her across her face. Is this a crime? Like, is she a victim? Should I be calling the cops? Oh my. No. I told you it would be okay, whatever it is. Even though if it means I'm evil, I'm not gonna stop you from fucking that child. I'm just gonna sit here and watch you. God, I promise. I just don't think I'll ever be the same after seeing this actually happening in front of me. Oh my God, I'm just so disturbed with watching a little 9-year-old acting so intensely sexual. It's like she's a brainwashed little girl sex bot. She's got to be some part of a human traffic pedophile ring or something. Oh my God. Ugh. Barry, my goodness, who are you? Now you're hating her on her face with your cock? Oh my God, you've never done this before with me. Oh my God, and the playful look on her face as she licks your cockhead. It's almost evil. And you, Barry, I didn't know you could look so primal and full of lust. You look like an animal as you hit her face with that big hard cock of yours. Oh, what is she doing? God, she's just climbing you like a fucking tree. She just scrambled up your naked body. Oh my God, and now you're lifting her up and she's wrapping her little doll legs around your neck as you start licking her cunt. My gosh. Barry, I'm shaken. Oh my God. She's laughing, Barry. She's laughing like a little whore, just giggling. Oh my God, this makes me feel so worthless. I can't straddle you like that. Oh my God, and you've never licked me that ferociously. When you lick my cunt, it's like soft and sensual and I barely feel it. But Jesus, you're devouring this child's cunt. It's because you want it. You want children. Barry, oh my God. Now you're just motorboating her little hairless slit, her little child cunt. God damn, you're 44 years old. I mean, you could be her grandfather, Barry. Oh my God, it's so weird when you look me in the eye while you're licking her pussy. You're loving this, aren't you? You are. You're loving me seeing you turn into some pedophile child fucking beast. Oh my God. I'm realizing I've never known you. And I can't look away. God help me. I can't look away from your beast eyes. It's like you've become fully activated by child pussy. Like this is your ultimate sexual fulfillment. And I can never give you what this child has. You were meant to do this. God, how does this end, Barry? What happens next? Oh, no. Oh my word. Barry, you just picked her up and put her on the coffee table. You're gonna fuck her on my coffee table. Oh my God. She's spreading her little legs too. Oh my God, and your cock, I never thought of it as big before, but compared to her, it's so fucking huge. Oh my God, holy fuck, I thought you'd put it in slowly, but you just smashed it right in there. And you're just fucking her senseless, Barry. God, it's like you're a machine, like a sports car, but instead of unleaded gas, you've been giving doses of jet fuel. Look at you. I never knew you could be this passionate, this alive, and you're sustaining this erection for so long. You never last this long with me, ever. My God, you're like a pedophile bull. That's what you are. You're like Leroy last night, just fucking this child. Oh my God. Oh my God, I can tell you're about to come, Barry. Oh, you're coming into a 9-year-old child right inside of her little girl pussy. God, I'm so humiliated that I'll never be fucked like this by you because I'm a grown woman and not this forbidden underage fuck doll. Oh my God, Barry, just look at you pounding her. Oh my God, you're just fucking her so hard. Oh my God, you're coming, aren't you? You're coming inside of a child, a 9-year-old. You're coming inside of a 9-year-old, and I'm watching every second of it. I'm watching my husband, my pedophile bull. Oh my God. Oh no. Oh my gosh, I don't know how to feel or act right now. What's that? You have a favor to ask me? What is it, Barry? You want my wedding ring. Why, Barry? What? You want me to put it in that little girl's cunt? But it's full of your cum, Barry. I can see it dripping out of that little beautiful girl pussy. Oh, yes. I know a promise is a promise and fair is fair. Fine, I'll do it. Oh, here it goes. What, you want me to get some of your sperm on the diamond before I push it into her little cream pie? Oh, God. Look at that. Okay, I'm pushing it in. Oh, God. Done. Wait, what? You want me to put your ring in there too? You say they want to be together? I guess I asked for that. Okay, give it. Give it. Okay, I'm pushing it into her little slit. Oh, God, all the way in. Oh, gosh, I'm officially evil. I just pushed our wedding rings into a 9-year-old girl's cunt. Well, Barry, that was something else. I don't even know what to say. What's that? Was it worth it? Well, let's just say that we're even.